From the Ingle Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, and happy 76th birthday to NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Magic, that's it. To Kareem, come on down here, big fella, put in a chair. The crowd stands for Kareem to get the ball. Everybody's waving their arms. It's into Kareem. Kareem, swing left, right hand, 12-footer, good! Tell the word. They love their captain. They love their leader. And suffice to say, ladies and gentlemen, the new king of scoring has ascended his throne. This man has accomplished something that I don't believe, and I mean this sincerely, I don't think this will ever happen again.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Etowah High School student chef selected for state culinary contest. Cherokee County firefighters graduate recruit training. Scandalakis to take over investigation of Burt Jones in Trump election case. Plus, Bruce Schenken sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets to discuss celiac's disease. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle. In a Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power. From crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. Etowah High School students Brianna Doval, Nami Alkanese, and Lily Riggins were chosen for the Georgia Department of Education's School Nutrition Division Student Chef Competition. Their dish, Spicy Quesadillas, was developed in their family and consumer sciences class. Although they didn't win the top prize, they were finalists. Judges evaluated their entry on appeal, appearance, taste, and sanitation. The dish featuring Georgia-grown ingredients may appear on school menus. The recipe includes spinach flour tortillas, chicken bell peppers, onion, jalapenos, spices, olives, and mozzarella cheese. After baking, it's served with sour cream and milk sauce. Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services welcomed 19 new firefighters in a graduation ceremony at Woodstock First Baptist Church. The recruits, including Ian Banks and Jacob Householder, underwent 8 months of training and received firefighter and advanced emergency medical technician credentials. Awards were presented, including the Douglas Clark Waters Jr. Award to Charles Tolbrin and the Pinnacle Award to Householder. Ricky Fairchild received the Jill Mabley Star of Life Award. The recruits expressed gratitude to their instructors and support staff. Fire Chief Eddie Robinson swore them in and family friends pinned their badges. They began field operations on April 14th. Peter Scandalakis, the head of the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia, has been appointed to the lead investigation into Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones' alleged involvement in the efforts to overturn President Joe Biden's 2020 election victory. This move comes after the Fulton District Attorney Fannie Willis was disqualified due to a conflict of interest. Jones, accused of participating in a meeting of Republican fake electors, expressed relief at the development, criticizing Willis's handling of the case. Meanwhile, Willis faces scrutiny in her prosecution of Donald Trump and co-defendants with accusations of an improper relationship with the special prosecutor. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Georgia lawmakers, including Senator Raphael Warnock and Representative Rich McCormick, are pressing the USPS for answers regarding ongoing mail service disruptions in the state. They address concerns about the new Atlanta Regional Processing and Distribution Center and the USPS Delivering for America plan. Lawmakers asked how USPS plans to improve mail efficiencies, and no one is left behind due to the operational changes. Senator John Ossoff plans to question the USPS Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, about the delays linked to the Palmetto facility at a Senate hearing on April 16. Additionally, Warnock and other representatives urged the USPS Office of Inspector General to expand its audit of the distribution center to investigate potential disproportionate impacts on rural, minority, low-income, and underserved communities in Georgia. Republican candidates for Georgia House District 22 incumbent Representative Jordan Ridley and challenger Paul Kettering outlined their goals and views at a forum. Hosted by various Republican groups, the event focused on issues like state budget, income tax, homestead option sales tax, Medicaid, and illegal immigration. Ridley emphasized his achievements and conservative principles, while Kettering highlighted the need for representation and simplicity in governance. Both candidates oppose Medicaid expansion and support school voucher programs. Ridley opposes term limits, while Kettering favors them. The forum attracted about 43 attendees, and two more events are scheduled in the series.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. What sort of food items do you keep in your pantry so you can make quick meals? I always have pasta and pasta sauce, canned tuna, canned beans, and canned tomatoes and rice. These can become the key ingredients to make many meals just by adding some additional fresh or frozen vegetables, ground beef or turkey, or meat alternatives like tofu or texturized soy protein crumbles. So make sure you plan ahead and keep your pantry stocked.
And now here is Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath on celiac disease.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, Patty is emailing us asking, whenever I eat meals with a lot of bread or pasta, my stomach hurts. Could I have celiac disease? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different possibilities there. I mean, having your stomach hurt is not something you want to dismiss or ignore. You know, there could be different things going on. It could definitely be celiac. It could be celiac disease, which is an autoimmune condition that your body is not able to absorb the gluten or digest the gluten that's in the wheat. It could be that you have some form of irritable bowel or what's called FODMAP, which is kind of a sensitivity to certain types of to grains and other products, other ingredients in the grains, other components of the grains. So it's definitely something you want to check out. So what I always advise in those situations is to really do a little food diary for a week. Write down what you're eating and drinking and start just paying attention to your body. You know, when aren't you feeling great? What did you have to eat that, you know, maybe 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, you're feeling not great? And then maybe take that information to your doctor or ask for an appointment with a gastroenterologist and see if they will test you for celiac disease. The first test is a blood test, but then they may go from there and recommend other tests to see if there's something else going on. But in order to be tested accurately for celiac disease, you still have to be eating products with gluten. So it doesn't have to be a lot, but you don't want to go gluten-free until you kind of rule that out. So the sooner you can get that testing done, the better. And like I said, keeping some sort of food diary or food record for a few days and trying to kind of isolate what are the problem foods or beverages that are causing you the problems. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing comments after this.
When life throws you a curveball, you need a legal team that doesn't back down. Jeff Heller, your go-to legal team, is ready to step up to the plate for you. A former Marine Corps trial attorney with over 35 years of experience, Jeff knows the ins and outs of the local courts. He's not afraid to go the distance for his clients, fighting tirelessly for positive outcomes. Specializing in criminal defense, bankruptcy, family law, and personal injury, our firm focuses on a limited number of cases to provide you with exceptional legal representation. Don't let overwhelming debt, serious charges, or family matters keep you from living your best life. Give them Heller. Call us today at 770-338-6331 for a free, no-obligation consultation. All information is strictly confidential. Jeff Heller, your future starts here.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcasts for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.